be that actor is a neutral POV, and also he played the character of this guy in my dream, and then me and my other another actor, we play as a mirror, so it's kind of like a parallel space that I always thinking about that if dream is kind of like as a parallel space, because all my dreams are so surreal, and I can't really identify is it reality or in the dream. So I was like, so maybe that something happened in the parallel space that when I dream in the sky that I actually have interacted with this guy in another parallel space. Even in this world, we don't have any interaction anymore. Yes. Oh, wait, I still not really explain what I perform, but like, it's like, so in the very beginning, it's a very contemporary art, so I assume not all the people can understand it, because some of my friends not from contemporary art, they cannot really understand what I really perform it, and that's totally makes sense, because when it's my first year get into contemporary art, I can't understand my other student performance. So I start with the ocean, because yes, in my performance I not only play with the dream logic but also some political, but I'm not gonna talk about the political side because the topic of this radio is about dream. But I play me and another female actor, we play as a shadow, and then me or she, one of us will be reality, another one will be the parallel space or in the dream. But the male actor can interact it in between reality and dream. So the male actor interact in between two spaces that on stage we divide it in two space. That me and another female actor, we never can cross the space. That it's also the confusion. It also symbolizes the confusion that I always have, that why I dream in this kind of thing. Because when I was young, I'm more dreaming as a very sweet dream, or yeah, like a really cute and sweet dream, or even like horrible nightmare with a lot of ghosts, but not about the person that from my actual life. Okay, anyway. So the stage five will be waking up. So like it's like a kind of like a turn from from dream to reality. So yes.
Sunrise, sunrise, looks like morning in your eyes, but the clock's held 9:15 for hours. Sunrise, sunrise, couldn't tempt us if it tried, 'cause the afternoon's already come and gone. And I said, who? Ooh. something I could hide. When I see we made it through another day, then I say, who?
Good morning, it's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Mikasa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by slam poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit. Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you. And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
So after the struggle that we start to wake up, the dreams begin to fade. The strange logic of the dream world disappears, and we did return to the reality, not yet, but going to be. And the previous song is Sunrise by Norah Jones, captures this moment of returning to the real world, where everything makes sense again. But sometimes, even after we wake up, the feelings or idea from the dream can stay with us. The dream logic lingers a bit longer, and we might feel changed or moved by what we experienced in the dream. 你是否曾经有梦中清醒的时候，就是有种会回味或是不甘，像是你的，像是我之前我刚刚有说的梦境，就是快要抓住对方的时候，但是抓不到。OK。I can share one of my dreams about that kind of feeling that you almost catch it, but you can't catch it. So there's one time I dreamed that I'm with my friends and kind of traveling. I'm not quite sure where exactly it is, but we kind of heading out as a, I think the environment looked like a night market, but it doesn't make sense because next to it, it's an art gallery. Usually, night market don't next to art gallery. At least that's my country night market did not. But whatever. And then me and my friend are going to see the art gallery and with some specific installation. But before that, I get into the installation, I don't really know what the installation gonna be. And I went inside and then I see kind of some of the, you know, like some of the contemporary art usually, if you, not usually, but like some of them, when you don't understand it or like they kind of terrifying, or I don't know how to use the proper word for that, but in my dream that artwork looks really terrifying for me, but I know there's a meaning for the artwork, but I just feel really terrified when I see that artwork in my dream. And then I try to push away, and then I can describe a bit that artwork in my dream. It's a I'm not gonna say what exactly it is because I feel like it's a bit not appropriate, but I'll describe it without really specific word. So it looked like a human body and then with a bunch of hair covered their head, their face, and then kind of with a bunch of red blood around that body. It's a fake body, but like it looked really scary and really real. And then I haven't really good description for that. It looked like those prop from Haunted House, but more real. Oh yeah, but like when I saw them and I feel terrified, and then I tried to get out of that art gallery. So I told my friend that I'm gonna be away and waiting for her outside. And I see that guy are selling something in the night market. And I tried to reach out to him. But when I almost close to it, my friend come out and asked me out. Because she already finish the art gallery thing and we need to move to another spot. And then I was like really struggle, like do I follow my friend or the guy, because I in my dream I never catch that guy. I know I won't catch that guy in my dream, but I still want to try. So as you guys know, like I never got that guy. So when I try to run to him, I still cannot catch him. But whatever. Yeah, that's one of my dreams that happened. So the next track comes from a Taiwanese band called Shou Ye Ren, Night Keepers. The song is called 我睡不着, which means it don't really have a translation from that Mandarin text, but which means I can't sleep. It captures that restless feeling of lying awake, lost in doubt, somewhere between reality and dreams. Let it be the echo that carries us out of the dream and into the night. So, 或许你总是失眠又 又或许是你失眠的原因是你那个你在找的人，他就在你现在这个时空里面，所以你不用去睡觉去寻找这个人吗？ 这是我的就是想法，因为我也蛮常失眠的，然后有时候我失眠的时候我会想说那个人是不是在梦里等我，因为我失眠，所以我们有点就是有点没有守时嘛，没有 on time。 So basically what I say is like when I can't sleep, sometimes I feel really apologize for the person in my dream that they might waiting for me. And or like when you cannot sleep, maybe it's because the person you are value or waiting for is already in your in this reality, so you don't really need to sleep to cross the parallel space. Anyway, thank you for joining me as we explore the different stages of a dream. Dreams may not always follow the rules of reality, but they follow their own logic, and that's part of what makes them so special. Whether your dream is peaceful, strange, or a little struggle, it's all part of the journey your mind takes. I hope today's music helps you think about how dreams work and what they can teach us. Until next time, sweet dreams. Stay tuned where the journey through sound continues. Whether you are winding down or staying up late, this next hour will take you to somewhere new.
someone always will look small. You look much taller than you are. Half the gas will get you twice as far. Thank you.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.